At the Men's Central Jail in downtown Los Angeles, a new children's library inside the visitor center is giving kids a place to read and learn during the often long waits to see their loved ones. Tonight, a grandmother and her 10-year-old grandson share their brief but spectacular takes on connecting through reading.
My name is Francisco. I'm 10 years old, and I am in fourth grade.
Francisco, tell me who you're sitting next to.
My grandma.
What's your favorite thing about your grandmother?
My favorite thing, he always stayed there for me.
Francisco's father is in Men's Central Jail in LA. He's been there almost 3 years. Francisco basically lived in a little town in Mexico by Guadalajara. I brought him here back in July because he wanted to be with his dad. He misses his dad a lot. So I put him in school. The language barrier has been hard on him, but he's trying. To get into the Men's Central Jail, you have to be on the phone 12 o'clock midnight Thursday. You have 2 minutes to try to get an appointment. And if you don't get the appointment, that's it. I wish he could see him more often, but he only sees him like every 2-3 weeks. We get there by 10:30 or so, and we go put money in his books, and then they tell you to sit down and wait. When I walked in there one day, I saw this little library, beautiful, and I was like, wow, that's really nice. But I didn't know that the kids were allowed to take books.
Do you have to wait a lot in the jail?
Yeah, like 2 or 3 hours. Every time we go, we take some new books.
Find your favorite dinosaur in there as fast as you can.
Here.
Okay, you found it pretty fast.
We take advantage because of the fact that he's still having a hard time reading. I read with him and I translate it to him.
What's the hardest part about the visit?
Seeing your son there. My grandson and my son just hold the glass with their hands. My son tries to put a face, you know, like it doesn't bother him, but I know it does.
What's something that makes you feel proud about Francisco?
The way he is, the smile that he has when he comes out of school saying, you know, I did this, I did that, and I love you. He always tells me, I love you. I'm proud of you, Papa. I love you. My name is Linda.
My name is Francisco.
This is our brief but spectacular take.
I'm reading with my grandma.
And you can watch more brief but spectacular videos online at pbs.org/newshour/brief.